This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. At least 14 Maoists have been killed in a joint interstate operation at Chhattisgarh-Odisha border. Central Committee members of Naxalites Jai Ram alias Chalpati was killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Additional Director General Naxal Operations of Chhattisgarh Vivekanand Sinha said that the operation was conducted in the border areas of Gariabandh district of Chhattisgarh and Noapara district of Odisha. A massive search operation is underway by the security forces in the area. Meanwhile, Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi praised the Special Operation Group SOG for their significant contribution to an anti-Maoist operation in Chhattisgarh. As a result, the risk allowance for SOG personnel has been increased from Rs 8,000 to Rs 25,000 per month. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri called on French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris. During the meeting, both sides discussed key areas of bilateral cooperation and the ongoing global challenges. They also discussed the upcoming Artificial Intelligence Action Summit. Foreign Secretary Misri also co-chaired India-France Foreign Office consultations with Secretary General of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs. The meeting involved a comprehensive review of the progress made in various areas of bilateral cooperation as outlined in the India-France Horizon 2047 roadmap. The discussions encompassed key areas of bilateral cooperation, including defense, civil and nuclear energy, space, cyber and digital, AI, institutional dialogue mechanisms, and initiatives fostering people-to-people exchanges and cultural ties. Foreign Secretary and Secretary General also co-chaired the meeting of India-France Special Task Force on Civil Nuclear Energy. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. Mr. Trump signed an order seeking to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of people not in the country legally, as well as those in the country legally but only temporarily, such as tourists, students, and those on work visas. Agencies have been given 30 days to implement the order. It says for a child born in the U.S. to gain citizenship, at least one parent must be a U.S. citizen, a legal permanent resident, or a member of the U.S. military. In one of the major orders, President Trump directed to withdraw from the World Health Organization. In his order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. He accused the WHO of being biased towards China in how it issued guidance during the outbreak. Mr. Trump also signed an order to begin the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also invoked emergency powers to expand U.S. energy production by reversing climate-related policies and facilitating oil, gas, and mining activities. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Shri Nitin Gadkari inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various highway projects in Goa yesterday. While inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of these projects, Gadkari said it will boost the cruise tourism and import-export sector in the state. He appealed to the Goa government to make efforts to make Goa pollution and accident-free. He also recommended that opportunities for tree plantation on the margins of highways should be looked into. In Indonesia, the death toll from landslides that struck Pekalongan region in Java province has risen to 18. Head of the Central Java Disaster Mitigation Agency's Bergas Ketursasi said over 9 people are still missing following the landslides that occurred. The landslides also critically injured 10 individuals, partially damaged 2 houses and swept away several vehicles. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions at isolated pockets of north and eastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, dense to very dense fog conditions are very likely at isolated places in eastern Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.